This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said today the country remembers the exemplary courage and sacrifice of the Sahibzades, who are the pride of the country. Mr. Modi participated in the national program marking Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. On the occasion, Mr. Modi interacted with the 20 awardees of Rashtriya Bal Puraskar. Addressing the function, Mr. Modi said over the past 4 years, the Veer Bal Divas has carried the inspiration and sacrifices of the Sahibzades to the younger generation. The Prime Minister said the courage and ideals of Mata Gujri Ji, Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji and 4 Sahibzades continue to give strength to every Indian.
Aaj hum un veer sahibzadon ko yaad kar rahe hain jo hamare Bharat ka gaurav hai, jo Bharat ke adamya sahas, shaurya, veerta ki parakashta hai. वो वीर साहबजादे जिन्होंने उम्र और अवस्था की सीमाओं को तोड़ दिया, जो क्रूर मुगल सल्तनत के सामने ऐसे चट्टान की तरह खड़े हुए कि मजहबी कट्टरता और आतंक का वजूद ही हिला गया.
President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. This year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been awarded for demonstrating outstanding achievements. Speaking on the occasion, the president said the awards will encourage the recipients and also inspire children across the country. President Murmu noted that the award-winning children have made extraordinary contributions in various fields, including bravery, art and culture, environment, innovation and science and technology.
आप जैसे वीर और प्रतिभाशाली बच्चे निरंतर अच्छा काम करते रहेंगे, ये तो शुरुआत है. जिंदगी बहुत उड़ान करने के लिए बाकी है. मुझे लगता है आपके प्रतिभा से भारत जरूर उत्साहित होगा और बहुत सारे बच्चे आपको फॉलो करेंगे. वो भी अपना अपना हुनर दिखाने के लिए वो भी प्रयास जरूर करेंगे.
Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that under the Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji scheme, development works will be carried out in villages to realize the vision of a Vikasit Bharat by 2047. In an interview with DD News, Mr. Chauhan said the scheme increases the statutory wage employment guarantee from 100 days to 125 days per rural household. The minister highlighted that the newly enacted Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji Act provides a mandatory unemployment allowance if work is not provided within 15 days of application.
विकसित भारत के लिए विकसित गांव बनाने के लिए भी उपयोग करेंगे.
टू क्रिएट अ डेवलप्ड इंडिया एंड अ डेवलप्ड विलेज वी विल यूज द स्कीम. प्रोवाइडिंग एम्प्लॉयमेंट इज नंबर 1 एंड बिल्डिंग अ डेवलप्ड विलेज इज नंबर 2. थर्डली वी हैव आल्सो मेड श्योर दैट अनडेवलप्ड पंचायत्स वेयर देयर इज अ नीड ऑफ एम्प्लॉयमेंट डू नॉट लैग बिहाइंड. नाउ इन टुडेस चेंजिंग सर्कमस्टेंसेस एम्प्लॉयमेंट अपॉर्चुनिटीज आर आल्सो इंक्रीजिंग. Because of many schemes, poverty of the people is also reducing.
The minister said the total estimated annual requirement of funds on wage, material and administrative components is over 1,51,000 crore rupees, including the state share. Mr. Chauhan said of this, the central share is over 95,000 crore rupees. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the counter-terrorism conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Shah honored the NIA personnel for their contribution to counter-terror measures. In a social media post, Mr. Shah underlined that terror is the biggest enemy of humankind and everyone needs to fight against it together. Bangladesh Nationalist Party Acting Chairman Tariq Rahman has urged people to maintain peace as he presented a vision of an inclusive society, saying the country belongs to people of all faiths, including Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists and Christians. Rahman's remarks in his first address to party supporters after arriving in Dhaka after 17 years came as minorities, especially Hindus, have been affected by a series of incidents against them in Bangladesh. And with that, we end this news bulletin.